This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an Omegang Rare Vos. It's Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale. There's a note in the guidelines about it being unusual in its strength. It's a 6.5% beer, and the top end of the range is usually around 5.5%. The bottle actually calls it a Belgian-style amber ale. So, I'd like to check this out. It's got a very tall, creamy, beige-colored head. Good retention. It's a medium amber color. However, it's quite hazy, which is a distraction. I poured it carefully, so it shouldn't have been the yeast getting thrown around. So I'll give it a 2 for appearance. The aroma is quite fruity. Some alcohol, moderate phenolics. There's some malty sweetness there, but the yeast character is really dominant. I get medium-low spicy notes. I suppose it could be either yeast or hops. Hard to say. The esters are interesting. It's sort of like strawberries. Maybe citrus, too. The alcohol has an aromatic quality, sort of rose-like. However, the thing I'm not getting is the distinctive malt quality that I usually expect in the style that's sort of biscuity or toasty. It's mostly this really fragrant, aromatic yeast character, which is really, really nice. I mean, it definitely screams Belgian, but I'm expecting more malt in this style. So I'm going to give it a 9. I love everything about the aroma, but the malt just isn't there, and the balance is sort of wrong. So it's more of a stylistic problem than a absolute problem. For the flavor, it's fairly fruity. It's got I'll call it a medium bitterness. Nice phenolics that come out in the late palate and finish. The esters are like berries or citrus, both. The malt is lightly sweet, and I get a little bit of the sort of soft, toasty quality. I don't really get any of the biscuity. Perhaps a low hop flavor, not really sure. The alcohol is a little spicy. I mean, I'm getting a spice. I don't know whether it's from hops or alcohol or yeast. The alcohol flavors that are in here are really mixing nicely with the esters and phenolics. It's got a rather full palate, but a fairly dry finish, which is sort of okay for Belgian-style beers. Most Belgian-style beers do finish dry. The Belgians talk about having a digestibility, so they like well-attenuated beers. In the aftertaste, I get lingering esters and phenolics and alcohol. Well, I guess there's a soft, sweet malt undertone there, but it's mostly yeast character. It's complex, it's tasty, it's interesting. I'm not sure that the balance is exactly right for the style, and the malt character isn't exactly right either. I love the yeast character. The yeast character is actually a little exaggerated. Usually this is the style the yeast is fairly restrained compared to some of the other styles. This comes at you like a typical Belgian artisanal ale, or Trappist ale, something that's really up front with all that yeast character. So it definitely has a Belgian quality. I'm again coming back to sort of picking at its categorization. So I'm going to give it a 16, since most of the pieces are there. It's just a little bit off for the malt and a little bit off for the balance. Maybe a touch off for the alcohol being there, although it is noted as being higher alcohol than the style allows, so you have to, you know, take that with a grain of salt, too. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body and somewhere between a medium high to high carbonation. I get a warming alcohol. However, it's in an overall smooth presentation. So, I mean, that's sort of handled nicely. I'm going to give it a 4, just because the alcohol is a little up there. Even with the allowance and the guidelines for the strength, you know, it's sort of coming out a little bit more forward than I would like. So overall, I think we ought to move this one. It's miscategorized. The strength and yeast character are really higher than is typical for this style, and the malt character isn't of the right profile. It doesn't have that toasty, biscuity, and sort of more forward in the balance as other examples. The label calls it an amber, so I would think it's probably categorized as a artisanal amber and best judged in the specialty category, 16E. It is a well-crafted Belgian ale. It's just not very much like a De Koninck or some of the other classic examples. I love the esters. I love the balance. It's got smooth alcohol. It's really a well-made Belgian beer. I think we just need to move it to a different place. I'm not sure why exactly it was in this category. Maybe Michael Jackson or, you know, another beer writer sort of suggested that it was of this type. And it could have changed somewhat. I mean, the Omegang used to be an independent brewery, and now it's owned by Duvel. So I'm not sure to the extent which they might have fiddled with the recipes or changed where they're brewed or whatever. But it's coming off with a great Belgian character. I just wouldn't really hold this up as a great example of the style. This is going to get a good score just because it is such a good beer. But it's not. It's hard to get too deep into the upper categories because of the stylistic issues. It does hit on a lot of the right issues. I mean, if you read the guidelines, it talks about, you know, fruity and spicy is okay. The bitterness level is okay. You can't dig it too much for the alcohol because, you know, it's already allowing for that by saying it's unusual. It's mostly the balance in the malt that I would pick at. So I think in a future guideline you might find this one moved. If we do ultimately create a artisanal amber category, it could go in there. Otherwise, you know, it's got to sort of hang out in the Belgian specialty category. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall. It drinks very well. It's you know, I really do recommend it. It's a tasty beer if you like Belgians with a lot of yeast character. It's just there are better examples of the Belgian pale ale style. I mean, you can find, and they don't have to come from Belgium either. I mean, this one's not from Belgium, although it's owned by a Belgian brewery. The Eisenbahn pale ale from South America is more accurate, as is the Avery Karma from the U.S. If you can get a fresh De Koninck, though, I mean, that's always going to be the exemplar for the style, so keep that in mind. So this is a very good beer. It's probably out of place in the guidelines, and, you know, we'll take the hit for that, so hopefully we'll fix that later. But enjoy this beer. It's a tasty one. It's the Omegang Rare Vos, judged as a Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale.